The following is a recording from Mindy Hatton with the American Hospital Association in Washington on Monday, March 27, 2017 at 10:30 a.m. Central Time.
Welcome to this audiocast, which is part of AHA's ongoing series of discussions with healthcare leaders and others about combating violence in our communities and our hospitals. I'm the AHA General Counsel, Mindy Hatton. In this audiocast, we're talking with Catholic Health Initiative, a large multi-state health system based in Englewood, Colorado, about how they're responding to violence in the communities they serve. Joining me for a brief conversation about CHI's engagement to combat community violence is Colleen Scanlon, Senior Vice President and Chief Advocacy Officer for CHI. Colleen, welcome, and thank you for talking with me today. Let me dive right in. Colleen, how did CHI's commitment to combating community violence get underway, and why did CHI see community violence as an important issue for a healthcare system to address?
Great. Well, thank you, Mindy, for having me here today to talk about violence prevention. For CHI, violence prevention is really rooted kind of in our Catholic faith tradition. It's part of the legacy of the religious congregations that founded CHI, and it's really core to our mission of building healthy communities. CHI first formalized a focus on violence back in probably 17 years ago or so as part of our advocacy priorities. And then about a decade ago, we launched our United Against Violence campaign, which is a system-wide effort that is focused on addressing violence across CHI. We recognize that violence is pervasive and it directly impacts the health and well-being of individuals and communities. As health providers, we will always respond to and care for persons who are victims of violence, but we also wanted to work to eliminate violence in all its forms, to focus on prevention. We saw that as an important part of our mission. It's a public health issue, and we believe that by leveraging our resources, we can work to mitigate violence and ultimately maybe eliminate violence.
Thank you, Colleen. That was very helpful. CHI is a health system with numerous hospitals and operates in multiple states. As a result, it serves diverse communities with different needs, including those that arise because of community violence. What approach has CHI used in organizing its initiative for combating community violence? And how does your system encourage and support individual hospitals' engagements with the specific needs of the communities that they serve?
Right. Well, I think what was important from the beginning was that violence prevention really was established as an organizational priority with leadership commitment. And I think that has really helped move this commitment throughout the entire organization. As I said, we launched the United Against Violence Prevention effort and really called on our local hospitals to get involved with us. Each individual hospital joined the effort by working with their own local community on an issue of violence that they identified as important. Violence prevention became a goal of our organization's strategic plan, which then really highlighted how important this was to us and that it really needed to be baked in to our work in our local communities across CHI. But as we asked each of our hospitals and local entities to get involved, we knew that the focus of violence really needed to be identified at the community level. That was the only way that it could be successful and have true community buy-in. We developed a violence prevention resource guide that laid out a process for community-based initiatives. It was a high-level, step-by-step process that communities could use to guide the work, even though the focus of the initiative would be different by each community. We also supported our communities with ongoing education, tools and resources. We developed web pages that had links to all sorts of other violence prevention resources outside of CHI. We created collaborative sharing of leading practices within CHI, and we also provided financial support through our grant program, what we call our mission and ministry program.
Excellent. Colleen, can you give us some examples of the types of violence issues that CHI hospitals are addressing in their local communities?
Sure. As I said, we have let the focus of violence be defined at the community level. So we have initiatives that are focused on youth violence, child abuse, domestic violence, human trafficking, school-based violence like bullying. So they really are unique across the system. And they vary greatly. But we've encouraged people to not only use our resource guide, but to focus on this spectrum of prevention, which was developed by Larry Cohen and the Prevention Institute, that really identifies different approaches that communities can use, such as, you know, educating providers or fostering coalitions, you know, influencing policy and legislation, a broad-based approach that's more likely to yield positive, you know, outcomes.
And so, Colleen, do your hospitals tend to take this on alone, or do you try to encourage them to do it with community partners?
Oh, great question. I mean, I can't emphasize enough the importance of community partners. This is community work. This isn't hospital work. We see ourselves as a member of the community, and we may take on different roles with the community in this work, but it has to be, you know, community engagement. So stakeholders from the community is the only way that it can have success. This isn't like a quick fix that a hospital comes in and has a program or a project. It is working. It's hard work, long-term work with the communities. And they can include partners from law enforcement, schools, county health departments, judicial system, nonprofits, social service agencies. A host of community partners is really necessary to make this work sustainable.
Terrific, Colleen. Colleen, I'm going to jump to some questions about a specific effort that CHI has underway and for which it's gotten some national recognition, and that's the issue of human trafficking. Can you talk a little bit about that initiative and how and why CHI made the decision to address it?
Sure. Well, our work in human trafficking really grew out of this broader violence prevention commitment. Human trafficking was a concern that was being recognized in some of our communities, and as I said, was becoming a focus of their violence prevention initiatives. And it certainly was an issue that was garnering a lot more public attention. It was something that we were all becoming more aware of. You know, we recognize that human trafficking is a global concern, but it also includes many victims in our own communities. Now, when we began to look at the issue of human trafficking, we recognized that we really, as a health system, had limited, you know, internal knowledge around human trafficking. So we began to spend some time trying to better understand the issue and what it meant to a healthcare organization like CHI. We thought it was really important as we began to look at the issue and talk with experts in the field and do, you know, some self-education, that we begin to educate our own CHI community. So really our first years of work in human trafficking was around education. And we worked with the Mass General Hospital Human Trafficking Initiative to develop some basic education programs, broad-based education for all CHI employees. And then we also developed specific content for our healthcare I should say our health provider community. We really recognize that health professionals are in a unique position to identify and assist victims of human trafficking. Many persons who are trafficked will come into our care settings, and we really need to be equipped to identify and respond to them. Some of the studies really indicate very high percentages, over 50%, some even up as high as 80% of trafficked survivors report encounters with healthcare professionals. So we're really, I think, obligated then to really know how to identify and appropriately respond in those clinical situations. So the effort around human trafficking within CHI has really grown over the years, I think, into a pretty robust kind of multifaceted approach at looking at human trafficking in terms of direct response to persons, but also around education and public policy opportunities, internal guidance that we can provide our organization. And I think it's an issue that the health provider community in general is going to need to become more and more informed about.
I think that's great advice and a great perspective, Colleen. Do you have any specific advice for a hospital system who wanted to get more involved in this effort? How would you suggest they get started?
Yeah, that's a great question, because as I said, when we first started down this path, we really became quickly aware of our need for self-education. So I do think that as we become more aware that this is an issue of great concern, not only globally but domestically, I think beginning to understand the issue and become knowledgeable about it is important. And to that point, there are really a great number of resources out there. It makes it very clear that others have recognized that this is an issue of concern. So even to go to some of our web resources, you can go to the Department of Homeland Security, their Blue campaign. HHS website has all sorts of resources on human trafficking. Department of Justice. Many of our other colleagues, as I said, the people at Mass General, yourselves, the American Hospital Association, is beginning to put resources and links also to relevant topics in violence prevention, including human trafficking. So there is more and more information out there that we can use. People don't need to reinvent the wheel, but just need to begin to explore some of those opportunities for education and resources and tools, and then begin to share them and begin to look at ways we can collaborate with others who have greater expertise in this space than we do, and build the capacity internally so we can appropriately respond as we need in our healthcare efforts.
Thank you, Colleen. And our website, the HA's website on violence, I think has links back to your website, which has some excellent materials on human trafficking in particular, but other violence topics. So, Colleen, for my last question, let me just ask, what recommendations or advice you might have for other health systems who want to get more involved in any aspect of combating violence in their communities? What advice can you offer based on CHI's experience in managing and coordinating this kind of a program across many diverse locations?
That's a big question. I think recognizing that violence is obviously an issue of great concern in all of the communities where healthcare has a presence across this nation is really very important. We really do see violence as a public health issue, and thus deserving of a response from the healthcare community. Having leadership understand that this is a part of the fabric of our work, I think, is important. And then really encouraging and giving opportunity to our clinicians and our hospitals and care site entities, giving them an opportunity to get involved in learning about violence and working with their communities is essential. This is really long-term work. It requires collaboration and engagement with our communities. I think we recognize within healthcare that we are a community partner. While we have much to offer to our communities, we have much to learn from them, and we can be involved in learning together around violence. We don't have all the expertise, and so we have to have a sense of humility, I think, as we work with our communities. But we know that it's the right thing to do, and that being in partnership with our communities is essential for the health and well-being of those communities.
Colleen, I want to thank you sincerely for sharing with us CHI's approach to addressing community violence and describing some of the many activities that your hospitals are undertaking. I know that hospital systems will find your perspective and insights about organizing, encouraging and supporting local community engagement in these efforts to combat violence enormously helpful in thinking about what their own organizations can do in the community to either ramp up their efforts or begin new efforts around combating violence. Thanks also to our listeners. For other audio casts in our ongoing series, as well as a wealth of other resources related to combating violence in our communities and our hospitals, be sure to check out AHA's dedicated Hospitals Against Violence webpage at www.aha.org/HAV. HAV stands for Hospitals Against Violence. This concludes our discussion. Again, Colleen, many thanks.
Thank you.